Is the United Nations helping or hurting the situation in Nigeria? In northeastern Nigeria, violence and disruption by Boko Haram has caused widespread food shortages. More than 4 million people are reported to be severely food insecure, and several reports have stated the region is on the brink of famine. UNICEF says up to 50,000 children could die in northeast Nigeria unless they receive treatment soon. Chris Stein, the Nigeria correspondent for Voice of America, based in Lagos, is in San Francisco this week and says the Northeast is in many ways out of reach of traditional relief efforts.
You have agencies like UNICEF, MSF, the International Rescue Committee might be up there, who are able to kind of come to these towns and help out the NGOs. The thing is that access is limited. For instance, in the city of Bama, which is the second largest city in Borno State, getting access to Bama involves a military escort, even though it's only, I think, about 70 kilometers away from the state capital, Maiduguri, which is always, which is sort of a safe area. You need to have a military escort to take you down that road, and one isn't always available, and it's still dangerous. So even though there is access, it's sporadic, it's risky, it's probably not as much access as anyone would like.
What's the government's responsibility here?
Well, the government has a National Emergency Management Agency that does provide food aid. And then the states themselves, there are actually three affected states in the Northeast that have been hardest hit by Boko Haram. They have state emergency management agencies. And those two agencies divvy up a portioning of aid items. But I guess the issue is that, malnutrition is not just a lack of food. It's also a lack of clean water and issues of disease as well. And clearly that system has somehow broken down, or it isn't enough.
Is the UN at fault here for not responding quickly enough or in enough volume?
It's difficult for me to say who's at fault. I mean, I understand the World Food Program only opened an office in Nigeria in March. They're really just starting to scale up. There has been food insecurity in northeastern Nigeria for a long time, long before Boko Haram. But the gravity, the magnitude of this situation has only become clear recently, and aid agencies are only starting to respond, in part because huge swaths of northeastern Nigeria were just too dangerous for anybody to enter, except for perhaps the Nigerian military, for months. And so what humanitarian agencies are saying is that they're only recently finding out that there is this deep of malnutrition, and they have to sort of scale up their response and get the money they need.
What's the chance that this becomes of the scale of the 60s Civil War in the Independence War for Biafra?
I mean, the Independence War for Biafra, the starvation caused there and the starvation happening in northeastern Nigeria are only really similar in that they are episodes of starvation happening in Nigeria. Other than that, the causes are kind of completely different.
The Nigerian government was very effective with Ebola. Is there a sense that this will eventually get up to speed and meet the needs?
Well, Ebola occurred in the country's southern cities, which are, comparatively easier to access. I mean, those are large urban areas where you have hospitals and you have government systems that are present and, are functional. In the Northeast, I mean, Boko Haram in territories they controlled, and they, at one point controlled, I believe, the majority of the local government areas in Borno State, have done a very thorough job in trying to erase the government institutions, government employees. So I don't know if we can confidently say that this will be responded to with the efficiency of Ebola, because this is a widespread problem. Ebola was a few hundred cases, people that needed to be watched. This is 4.4 million people in hard-to-reach areas with, major funding challenges, hitting Nigeria at a time when it's going into a recession. Fortunately, international aid agencies realize that. The UN is saying that they need $220 million for the whole Lake Chad region, $164 million for Nigeria alone to tackle this. But it's a much larger task with many more lives at stake than Ebola.
Chris Stein, the Nigeria correspondent for the Voice of America. Thank you so much, Chris.
You're welcome.